Wealth Within offers a range of investment and educational services to help you secure your financial future. Whether you're an aspiring trader or simply want to increase the strength of your portfolio, Wealth Within are dedicated to maximising your investment returns.
Welcome to Talking Wealth. I'm Blake Sterling, analyst and assessor at Wealth Within. It is said that variety is the spice of life. In the case of large superannuation funds, they obviously weren't listening when this advice was handed out. Since inception, super funds have been the Mack truck of the finance industry, big and slow. All the while, purporting a myth that people like you and I are unable to achieve sufficient returns from the market by implementing a solid trading strategy ourselves. It appears this news has finally caught up with the super funds as three of the country's largest announced recently the introduction of full-service trading platforms. Now, these platforms are designed to be much like CommSec or E-Trade. Within the platforms, members can trade up to 80% of their fund balance. On the surface, this may sound like good news, and to a certain extent it is, for the educated investor, as it provides greater control over investments and access to lower brokerage rates, around $12.50 compared to around $20 that it is now through a platform like CommSec. All this without the cost of setting up a self-managed super fund. Yet I question the real motive behind such a decision, as to me it seems to be more reactive than proactive. For instance, is this essential review of the superannuation model conducted from a stance of looking after clients and clients' interests? Or is it simply because super funds need to plug the stream of cash escaping their clutches as clients continue to walk out the door? The fund bosses know there is growing momentum behind the DIY sector, and they have so for years. In fact, DIY funds are the fastest growing sector in retirement savings, surging from $132 billion in 2004 to $332 billion in 2009. So again I ask, do super funds really have their customers' best interests at heart with its decision, or is it simply a knee-jerk reaction to climbing numbers walking from traditional funds? A major concern I have is the lack of any real format as to who can and who cannot trade their own retirement savings. For those with no education in trading the market, such access to their personal funds is fraught with danger, and we could even see some people lose all their money, meaning they have no hope of retiring at all. As such, those who have no education and decide to start trading their own super could be undertaking a strategy more akin to gambling than investing. Now, I know it may seem like I'm picking on the funds, and in some respects I am, but I cannot help but applaud them for giving it a go, as something needs to be done to boost savings. However, at the same time, a level of education must be provided so that those using the service have a successful investment strategy in place, which they can implement and follow easily. Now, the funds, however, may be starting to really catch on here as well, because whilst conducting some research for this particular podcast, I received an email from my super fund with a survey and questionnaire. Now, the email stated that this was to provide the fund with valuable feedback as to how service or services could be improved. Whilst making my way through the survey, I was delighted to find some of the questions centered on whether myself as a client would like to receive advice on different investment products and structures. Further, other questions also revolved around whether I would be interested in receiving education of different products, etc. Now, to me, this is a move in the right direction. If funds begin to implement strategies like these, the lives of many retirees will be far better off. Now, I'm a strong believer that in my lifetime, we will no longer have a pension, and at the very best, it will be much less than it is now. The government also realises they will not be able to support an ageing Australian population. Why do you think employer super contributions are going up to 12% over the next few years? The time is now to start making changes to our superannuation. And although funds are making steps in the right direction, it needs to be for the sake of client education and increased savings, not to line the pockets of fund managers. Thanks for listening. I'm Blake Sterling, and this has been Talking Wealth.
Talking Wealth was brought to you by Wealth Within. To learn how you too can maximise your investment returns, call 1300 ShareTrade.